the file number.
Just a minute, let me look.
Move to approve the vacation of portion of Valley Stream Circle, Pine Woods Village, file number 21-117RB.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
If you guys, do I draft that order? I think I submitted one, but I don't remember. It's been so long since we submitted the packet.
That's what I was looking for.
And I can submit one if we need to follow up on that.
Why don't you submit the order if we don't have one? And then, is Nikki in here? Nikki, is there an order? There is an order already?
No, we have not
set. All right. Go ahead and submit one, and we'll run it through our council.
Okay.
If you didn't have any issues with it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Addendum to agreement for county road signs number 22-041, road and bridge. I have received a letter dated April 22, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the addendum, proposed addendum between Newman Signs and Taney County.
Kevin, have you gone through and looked to see what the average increase percentage is?
Yes, I did the other day.
Do you know what it was?
Huh?
Do you know what it is?
No, I mean, it just varies. A lot of their deal was shipping, you know, if they were concerned about it. It was probably around 12-15% average.
And if we don't do this agreement, addendum to the agreement, are they going to not provide what they originally said they were going to provide?
Correct.
So essentially they're asking for a mid-term price increase in the contract?
Correct.
What percentage did you say, 15 to what?
Around 12-15%.
I suspect part of that's to do with what paint is used instead of freight.
Because it's some items on other deals as much as 200%.
The times we're living in. No questions?
This ends in December?
December 22.
And we'll go back out for bid?
Correct.
Yeah, 1 year term through December 14, 2022.
Move to approve the addendum to the agreement for county roadside signs signed between Newman Signs Incorporated and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Notice of renewal for gasoline and diesel fuel number 22-038, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated April 22nd, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves notices as to form. This is a renewal between Taney County and primary vendor, Petroleum Traders Corporation, and secondary vendor, Empire Energy, LLC.
This is just an extension, there's no changes?
Correct.
Move to approve the notice of renewal buying between Taney County and Petroleum Traders Corporation.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve notice of renewal buying between Empire Energy and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Again, I probably should ask before I was looking, is there any provision that to allow them a certain percentage increase automatically, like 5% or something?
I'm sure theirs are based on cost plus.
On the cost of them.
Notice of renewal for asphalt materials number 22-037, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated April 22nd, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves notices as to form between Taney County and Coastal Energy Corporation, primary, and Vance Brothers Incorporated, secondary.
Questions on these?
If when the bill comes in, and will they automatically, can they automatically exceed the 5%, or will they discuss it with you before the bill comes in, before they implement that?
The new price per gallon?
Uh-huh. On the, with the asphalt?
Oh, the asphalt, yeah. They had sent the price increase to us, what it was going to go to.
They did?
Yeah, and it came up 10%.
10%.
On the asphalt.
The asphalt materials, so what we're looking at now is the Coastal Energy and Vance Brothers. That's going to be the road oil. That's not the asphalt.
Yeah, they had sent the price by email to me and they $3.15 per gallon for NC3 about 3,000 and $3.60 per gallon on the
so on this
well, it should reflect when we, as we do get the bills, we compare the price per gallon.
This is a renewal of the asphalt material, and it says that it proposed to not exceed 5%. On the renewal.
And I discussed that with our attorney, and due to the price of everything, they had to exceed 10% on the budget. I talked to the commission last Monday, you were gone about it.
Okay. So then this isn't really correct, that it's not exceeding 5%, it's exceeding
correct.
10 or whatever.
Within our discretion. I think the way council looked at it was they didn't take a 5% increase last year. So we can do a 5% last year, 5% this year, and that's their justification. But it's at our discretion. Coastal and primary and secondary both provide the same products, or is there some differences? I forget. So we can still pick from whoever, because the secondary didn't increase. So we can always
go to the secondary.
We can always, we'll just see whose pricing is better at the time and go from there. So.
Okay.
Move to approve notice of renewal buying between Coastal Energy Corporation and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve notice of renewal line between Vance Brothers and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Notice of renewal for asphalt number 22-036, Roden Bridge.
Looks like we have a very similar situation here. So we can still price out between primary and secondary and see. Move to approve notice of renewal buy-in between Table Rock Asphalt Construction and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve notice of renewal buy-in between Capital Materials LLC and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Notice of renewal for concrete. Secondary number 22-035, Roden Bridge, B.
So, Sheila, last week we approved the primary. The secondary we didn't.
They hadn't filled out all the forms correctly. Was that correct? The secondary.
I don't remember. Devin, do you remember what the issue was? Oh, no. Our packet was wrong.
Yeah, we had wrong.
They had the notice of renewal cover page was correct, but the contract behind it was incorrect.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So we didn't even have the actual notice of renewal to vote on.
I was told they just didn't have the right papers.
Yeah, we didn't have the right paperwork in our packets. And even in the main. Mm-hmm. Move to approve notice of renewal buy-in between American RNC LLC, doing business as Buchanan Materials and Tri Lakes Ready Mix, and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Addendum to agreement for motor oil and hydraulic oil number 22-009, Roden Bridge. Received a letter dated April 22nd, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, approves the addendum as to form, and this is an agreement, addendum buy-in between Heritage Petroleum LLC, Heritage, and Taney County.
Do we know if the pricing we had through Oakland was the same as Green County's through Oakland? Do we know? Ours was higher? Or?
Higher than Green County, so we're going to be getting a better deal on that.
That's not how I'm reading this.
A lot of it was higher. The depth foot, they were giving them quite a bit bigger break.
Through the one that we're about to vote on, does that make us the same as Green County?
The price increase paper that they sent me and Nikki on how much they were going up.
What quart. Heritage sent you?
Yeah, per quart, per gallon.
What I'm asking is it the same as Green County? Or?
Yeah, it'll be the same as the Green County price. What you guys have in front of you to vote on.
Nikki, is that accurate?